You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, you know, it's time for the Mike Tannenbaum Report, brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist, and our good friend Mike Tannenbaum joins us every Friday at this point. And he joins us now. Mike, it's Michael, Don, and Peter. How you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How we doing?
We're doing all right. Who's going to finish with more wins, the Jets or the Giants?
Ooh, that's a good question. How healthy are the Giants by the end of the season?
That I don't know. I mean, they're not healthy now, so. And this weekend's a game that they can win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants. I just think that, look, Daniel Jones was terrible against the Rams. We know that, but I was really impressed with where he was going. He's cut down on his turnover. So if they get back half the guys, I think they have a chance to win more games.
All right, so let me ask you this then. Do you believe that if Joe Judge was a stock, his price would be going down now?
It would be, but I don't agree with Dan Orlovsky. I would keep him. I think when you hire a guy the way they did last year, he was almost the coach at Mississippi State. He's young. You don't hire that person for a year and a half. You wait. You invest in him, you give him a chance to get better. And I think he has a lot of intriguing traits that a head coach needs to have. And it hasn't been perfect, but I wouldn't give up on him so quickly.
All right, well, let me ask you, I'll ask this to you as, I guess, as awkward as possible. If Gettleman gets fired and they call you and hire you as the general manager of the New York Giants, would you keep Joe Judge or would you want to bring in your own guy?
Well, first of all, as long as I can still do my Friday at 5:30 report with you guys, that would be
well said.
Oh, it'll be mandatory now.
Important stuff. Yep.
Look, first of all, Dave's there, and you know, let's start with all that. But I believe in Joe Judge. I think he'd be. Okay. I think he has a chance to be a really good coach long term. So, whoever the GM is, Dave Gettleman or whomever, I think they'd be well served to keep him. And look, I'm not saying so. Take this with a little bit of context. So, I'm not saying he's going to be Bill Belichick, but look, guys, I had the privilege of working for Bill in Cleveland. I had the privilege of working with Bill in New York. And, yeah, has he changed and evolved to some degree? Absolutely. But at his core, he's still a lot of the same principles that he had going back 20 years ago. And I just think Joe Judge has a lot of attributes that, although haven't manifested themselves in wins, I think are there. And, again, I think he's held players accountable. I think he's developing some of the younger guys, not all of them. And when you look at this season – you know, they're decimated by injuries. I think it's hard to evaluate.
Now, I think this might be one of the best questions you've asked all year, that will you be asked of all year. You ready? So Joe Judge, in dealing with the media, is somewhat robotic, and he definitely lapses into coach speak. You had a lot of success in New York with a coach who was the complete opposite of that. If it popped into Rex's mind, he would say it. What does a team want? What does a GM want? Do they want the robot or do they want the Rex?
Well, I think it's two different audiences, Mike. It's a great question. And I think sometimes, and believe it or not, even Adam Gase was a little bit like that. There was two different sides to him. And Coach Parcells was a little bit like that, to be candid, where they could be very transparent and colorful to the team and a little bit more dry, especially in the New York market, which is, let's face it, you know, not for everybody. So I think while Rex was somebody who authentically could kind of handle both audiences extraordinarily well, I don't think if Joe Judge is reaching his players, that's the most important thing. Of course, would you like him to be a little bit more dynamic publicly? Of course. And that will certainly hurt him in terms of the benefit of the doubt. But at the end of the day, his core audience is he reaching his players?
I just look at it, Mike, compared to all the other sports, coaching matters more in this one than any other. You see Cleveland win without their quarterback. You see Seattle go to Pittsburgh with Geno Smith and almost win that game in overtime. I understand injuries are a factor, but doesn't good coaching find a way to scheme or game plan around some of these injuries?
100%, totally fair, Don. And again, it has not been perfect. All my point is when you invest in a guy like you do, the way the Maras and the Tishas did a year and a half ago, I just think it's way too early to pull the plug when you know that he's young and he has upside. And you're like Kevin Stefanski did a great job last night, and you know they were able to win without you know their quarterback and their top two running backs, and that's totally fair. My point is though, if you believe in his intelligence, his character, his work ethic, and it starts with the quarterback was playing pretty good football before he had that concussion in Dallas.
Can we, for a second, pretend that we don't have to talk about the Jets or the Giants because they're two of the – let's just pretend, Mike, that they're two of the most boring franchises in professional sports.
Wow.
And you were going to be doing a hit on the radio to talk about football in Wichita, Kansas, where they don't have a team to talk about, let's say. I assume they root for the Chiefs. Let's just pretend. And you got to choose the first topic. What is the most interesting thing in your mind on this Football Friday?
Yep, here, if you had listened to this just in the other day with Max Kellerman, we had a great provocative discussion about, I said that Kyler Murray was not only the MVP, but right now on the planet, the best athlete, because if he's the league MVP, a top first-round pick in baseball, who else would you put in that discussion to say the best athlete in the world right now is? And Kellerman took LeBron James, but who else would be in that discussion? I just think Kyler Murray right now is the best athlete on the planet.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I guess the thing that jumps out to me is that when I think about like best athletes in football, the first person who comes to my mind, though it's been a rougher year, is Patrick Mahomes, right? Like he's the guy that'll, you know, you think of like Steph Curry in basketball and you think of Patrick Mahomes in football, but you're saying Kyler Murray is wowing you even more than Mahomes does. What if Mahomes was having a typical Mahomes year this season? Would you still feel that way?
No, he's a better quarterback, but not a better athlete. You're talking about someone who could run, jump, throw,
everything,
fast, quick, everything. I don't know. Who else would you guys put into that conversation? All sports. Like, I'm sure there's some European soccer player I'm not thinking of, but I just think I think Mahomes is, you know, an all-time great quarterback, but athletically, I don't think he's in the same class as Murray.
Give us a game that you love this weekend. Don and I need it. Peter doesn't need anything. He's running away with it. But just give us a game you love. Mike Tannenbaum, football genius. What do you love?
Actually, I let's go with the Jets and the Patriots because I think this is a big test for Robert Saleh. Like we've you know autopsied Joe Judge enough here, but has he learned from that first game? And I think what's key is when we talk next Friday, the pass attempts when the game is either tied or the Jets are ahead. And here's why. If Zach Wilson throws it 15 to 20 times a game, then he's getting better and the head coach is getting better. But he has to go to the stadium thinking that, you know, if you go back to that first game, Mac Jones, any of the four of us could have played quarterback for the Patriots and won a game because Zach Wilson lost it. And hopefully Coach Saleh is learning that he has to manage the team as a CEO, not be the defensive coordinator. And I'm so intrigued to see what is their plan of attack against New England, because if they drop back 50 times again against that Patriot defense, I don't think the result will be any different.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why do you think that Belichick has been so, I mean, dominant. That's the only word, dominant against rookie quarterbacks. And, you know, obviously he's still a rookie quarterback, and he lost the first game. So what does Belichick do that just completely discombobulates a young player?
Because if we went to the meetings on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Mike, it's very simple. You guys, make him figure out what the coverage is post-snap, because that'll make him play slow. And if he's trying to figure out if we're man or zone, and every tendency we have, we're going to break. Sometimes we'll bring the corners over. We have corners over. Typically, that's going to be a man-to-man. We may bring corners over and play zone. We're going to do all sorts of things to show him coverages he's never seen before. And we can make a quarterback play slow if he has to think with the ball in his hands at the quarterback position. And that's what happened the first time. Like, Zach Wilson was, you could watch the tape in his body language. He was just confused. And that's going to happen. I think that's acceptable, guys. But if I was Jets, I would just want to make sure that we were much more balanced on offense, so you don't have to put the game in Zach Wilson's hands.
All right. Before we let you go, I'm just wondering one thing. You said you work with Belichick in Cleveland. And we're looking at Joe Judge. This is his Cleveland. I don't know if he becomes a better coach somewhere else or he figures it out here. That Belichick in Cleveland, would that guy have succeeded to this level if he didn't change?
You know, that's a really fair question. I'd say this. You know, Mike, he has, of course, evolved, but a lot of the principles, like this guy benched Bernie Kosar, who was like it would be like benching Derek Jeter. And, you know, Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. They had paid $100 million to Drew Bledsoe, and he didn't care. So I think in a lot of ways, of course, he's changed somewhat and evolved, especially offensively, from what he believed in. Like, he drafted Tommy Bardell with a top-10 pick, was a fullback. So clearly he's changed with the times. But in other ways, he was so dogmatic to the truth and that the best players played. And you talk about reaching players. Everybody in that building always had hope and fear, because if they played well, they had hope. If they didn't, they knew they were gone.
Would he have succeeded there if the whole Cleveland to Baltimore thing didn't happen? Did that disrupt everything?
I think so. Really think so, because it was going the right direction. It was a good team. It wasn't a great team. It was really solid that went to the playoffs. And then, you know, I mean, just imagine if, you know, you show up one day and the New York Giants are now playing in St. Louis. It was like just so unthinkable. You know, it was such a transformational decision that, you know, I don't think anybody could have survived that.
Mike, have a great weekend. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That's the Mike Tannenbaum Report, brought to you by Cityside Medical, the ED specialist. So, Mike and Anita and Matthias, what time is that? Is that 8 to 11 again? 8 to 11. That's a great show to set you up for Sunday. And then the Jet pregame show at 11 with Don's best friend, Dan Grosser, and Don's father figure, Greg Buttle.
Well said.
Go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
No, that's it. And then the Jet game will be at 1, and we'll have all the play-by-play right here. What do you have to do, Peter?
You got to stop asking Mike what games he finds sexy. He doesn't know what that means. He's a football guy. He's not a betting guy. He doesn't understand.
He makes those picks on the show on Sunday.
I know, but just ask him who you like is different than asking him who you like.
Yeah, like when you say, what do you like this week, and he starts talking about the Jets and a test for Saleh, I mean, that's not where
he... Just say, who would you pick? That's just the...
And even that, what he does on Sunday, he's probably forcing himself to do that. I don't think I don't think he thinks that way.
Okay, you know, I'm really sorry. I'm not good at this. I'm sorry. After 20 years, I have not evolved at all. I don't know how to do this. You're right. You know what? Maybe it's time to look for another guy to lead the show. Maybe I just step aside. Maybe that would be best for everybody, right? You know, Carlin's here. You'd love to have Carlin, right? You all love him.
This is sad.
Maybe they move Rothenberg from the morning and have him work with you, too. Because I obviously can't cut it.
After Scott McCarthy asked me, do you like Peter, he asked, if you could remove one person from the show, who would it be? And I said, Michael.
Yeah, of course. Wow. I know that. Do you think that shocks me? It doesn't shock me a bit. No, just shut up. I have to go to break because we have to do picks. Go ahead, call each other. Go rip me behind my back. Don't do it on the air. Right here on Yes at 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. The ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.